U.S. forces today suffered the heaviest single day of casualties in their six-month occupation of Iraq. A rocket attack on a Chinook helicopter outside Fallujah killed at least 15 soldiers and wounded more than 20. The troops were on their way to Baghdad Airport to catch a flight out of Iraq for rest and recreation. A second Chinook helicopter landed at the scene and assisted in rescue efforts. In a separate incident earlier this morning in Baghdad, a bomb blast killed one American soldier. In Washington, on Fox News Sunday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld denounced the attacks and reiterated the Bush administration's resolve to remain in Iraq.
There are criminals in that country who will do things for money. There are foreign terrorists in that country, like the Ansar al-Islam, who've come back in from Iran and are trying to kill people. And there are the remnants of the Ba'athist regime, and they want to take that country back, and they're not going to. They're not going to come close to taking that country back.
Since President Bush declared an end to major hostilities, more than 135 American military personnel have been killed in fighting in Iraq.